Hello and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Monday, June 22nd. Electrek's editor-in-chief attended the Peterson Museum in Los Angeles to check out the Tesla Cybertruck prototype in the first stationary public display. After the hustle and bustle of the unveiling last year, this gave the closest look at the electric pickup truck yet. Lambert reported that it is a large vehicle, but it doesn't feel as imposing as it did in the pictures. He actually likes the look from the front angle, but the Cybertruck looks strange from the rear. The steel finish is impressive, but it does catch light weirdly at times, making it look like some body panels are glossier than others with all the sharp edges. For more details and many more pictures, visit our site, electrek.co. Tesla has temporarily discounted autopilot features for current owners ahead of the planned increase for the same product. The automaker started selling the package for $5,000 and has gradually increased the price up to the current $7,000. Tesla has also made it clear that its intentions are to keep increasing the price of full self-driving as it introduces more features and capabilities. And now Elon Musk has announced that Tesla is discounting the upgrade to $2,000 until July 1st. The price will remain until the end of the quarter, along with the full self-driving package, which will increase to $8,000. Tesla is starting to offer 1 year of free supercharging for inventory Model 3 cars as part of its end-of-quarter delivery push. As usual, Tesla is spending the last few weeks of the quarter trying to deliver as many vehicles as possible. If this is a nudge to get you to go electric, then by all means, use it. However, in Electrek's take, this isn't the best incentive to buy. If you buy through the referral program, you get 1,000 free supercharging miles for 6 months, and most people don't wind up using them. Tesla is aiming to hold its upcoming Battery Day along with its annual shareholder meeting on September 15th, and it will include a tour of cell production system. Tesla's event is expected to announce their secret Roadrunner project. The goal is for Tesla to produce its own battery cells using new internal technologies at a cost below $100 per kilowatt hour. The event has been postponed many times, mostly due to the pandemic. But now CEO Elon Musk has announced via Twitter, quote, "Tentative date for Tesla's shareholder meeting and battery day is September 15th. Tesla currently produces its Model Y with 5 seats, but the automaker has been promising a 7-seat configuration. And Elon Musk has now updated the timeline. He said on Twitter that the 7-seat Model Y should go into production probably in early fourth quarter. Over the last year since Tesla unveiled the Model Y prototype, we've had a few glimpses of the third row seat, and it has raised some concerns about the usefulness due to the extremely limited legroom. It led people to suggest that Tesla might actually go with rear-facing seats for the production version of the Model Y, and perhaps it will use it, considering that Tesla previously used rear-facing seats in the early Model S. Tesla has updated its solar panel offering with new pricing, and it now claims to be one-third less expensive than the average solar industry. And as we reported earlier this week, Tesla has slashed prices on its solar panel installations and introduced more powerful module. But now Tesla has officially announced the changes. Quote, "Today we are introducing the lowest ever cost to go solar in the United States. Our average system size is now one-third less expensive than the industry average, and we have recently introduced a lowest price guarantee." Now, Tesla's claim is based on the Solar Energy Industry Association's report in the first quarter of 2020 that the average residential solar price was $2.83 per kilowatt. And with the new pricing, Tesla's small system costs $2.44 per kilowatt, medium is $1.95, large and extra large are $1.93 and $1.84 per kilowatt, respectively. Jaguar's Land Rover North American CEO, Joe Eberhardt, comments on the struggles that they have faced with EVs in the USA. Regarding the upcoming electric XJ sedan, he told Automotive News, quote, "Gasoline is at an all-time low. If you drive 15,000 miles a year, you aren't spending a lot of money for gas. So the savings you get from the electric powertrain doesn't necessarily offset the increased cost of the vehicle. The second challenge for all of us, the residual value, is still a very big concern. No one really knows what the market value of a used electric car will look like 3, 4, or 5 years from now. The charging infrastructure is not clear. We are getting slowly over the range anxiety issue." Now, despite these issues, he is confident in their upcoming XJ sedan, saying, quote, "You almost want to turn the marketing message on its head. It's not that it's an electric XJ. It's that it is the ultimate luxury sedan, and the best way to build that is with an electric powertrain. We will position it as the ultimate luxury sedan that happens to be electric. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief, food and beverage giant PepsiCo has released its 2019 sustainability report, and the company appears to be putting its money where its mouth is. The company reduced its emissions by 6% in 2019. Now, the goal is to achieve a 20% reduction in emissions by 2030, and also the company is 88% of the way to using 100% recyclable, compostable, or biodegradable packaging by 2025. According to a paper called Underwater Writing in the journal Climactic Change, in 2009, banks sold off 43% of their mortgages in vulnerable zones. Now, given the history of 2009, it's about the same as other areas. However, by 2017, the share had jumped by one-third to 57%. Now, that's despite staying flat in less vulnerable areas. Not so coincidentally, the New York Times reported that banks are increasingly selling off 30-year mortgages to government-backed buyers such as Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, saying, quote, "Home buyers are increasingly using mortgages that make it easier for them to stop making their monthly payments and walk away from the loan if the home floods or becomes unsellable or unlivable." As Electrek reported, the $5 million Los Angeles Clean Tech Incubator Impact Fund launched on January 15th. But it has just announced that it's putting out a request for information for technological solutions to help pilot a zero-emissions delivery zone, the first in the U.S. Santa Monica will be the pilot city for this program. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Gates, a company which makes belt drive systems for bicycles, has announced three new products: the new entry-level ST system, the CDC system, that is a step up, and the CDX-EXP, which is designed for use with a roll-off internally geared hub. These new options for belt drives will find their way onto e-bikes in many different price categories, so stay tuned for new reviews on electric bikes featuring the Gates belt drive systems. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.